My name is Letitia Marie Hall, and I'm from Providence, Rhode Island, and I'm a mother of four. I was in and out of prison since 15 years old to 31. I've been out of prison almost going on 7-8 years now. There was a God, because when I got the phone call from the Amos House, they told me that I was guaranteed $500 a month for 12 months. And I was like, what? You're not talking to me. Like, I couldn't believe it was me, but it was me. Not saying this is $1 million, but to people in poverty, it's $1 million. To me, it's $1 million. I'm sorry, but it is. And I watch how I spend it, because I never know when I'm gonna get it again. This is like a crutch. We're trying to walk, and it's helping us to walk, but we can't stay on this crutch for too long. With that being said, my daughter has been adopted to me, back to me, biological mother, Letitia Marie Hall. I have my 16-year-old back home with me after 16 years of fighting. These children want cell phones. These children want to, they want to go out to eat sometimes too, you know what I'm saying? Do they want to bring their friends? They want cheerleaders. They want ballet. They want basketball. I make it look good, because the pilot program made me look good. Like, my daughter looks at me and she tells me now, like, you're a productive person. As a mother, I could be here for my child. I could be home. I can cook dinner now. Like, I feel like I'm available today. It has helped me be there. It has helped me be a part of the community. It has helped me talk to my kids' teachers, the daycares now. I can be there to talk to them. I can be there if there's something going on. My kid's like, not acting right today. Pandemic. People talk about a pandemic. That was the worst, but it wasn't the worst. Being poor is worse. It's a lot being a parent, and it's a lot being a parent that's poor in poverty. Right now, it's the bills. Winter's coming. Got to keep the heat on. And just being here in a home, having essentials, cleaning products, toilet paper, you know, toothpaste and all that, it's a gift to us today, honestly. Matter of fact, we just went school shopping. My daughter got some sweaters, some pants. I am surviving on this pilot program for 18 months. I got 8 more months left. I pray and hope that they keep this and continue to keep this for everyone. Everyone gets a chance, honestly, because it's a good program. Yeah, the pilot program is helping my family, but who they helping? Me. So I gotta help. That's my family, you know what I mean? Like, I have to help me first before I can help them. Because if I don't, I'm gonna be back into my old past, staying with people, places, and things. I'm going to run to them same people, places, and things that I'm trying to run from. A lot has changed. I finally got my license. A lot has changed. I have a vehicle. I have insurance. Oh, I went to Burlington Coat Factory in Johnston, and they had this me time thing, and they had a spa that, like, stuff that you put on your face. Not the cucumber stuff, but they had the mask and all that. Oh, my God. And all I had to do was put the headphones on my ears and just listen to whatever I want to listen to. And you want to know what song I listen to? I don't wanna be like I did that day. So take me to, and I was just like, and I felt that. And I felt that. I felt like that energy in that song. And I loved it. But it was a moment. Every day I wake up like I'm happy. This program has helped me in so many ways that nobody's gonna believe me. But if you know me from 10 months ago, you know, like, today I'm available. I'm available for myself when I do my counseling. I go talk to my counselor now, and, like, it's getting better. Like, she's like, oh, you, I can see it, like, the breeze in you. It could be 90-degree weather, and I don't have no sweat on my face, but when I walk in there, I was like, girl, you look cool. You cool? You cool? I'm cool. Before, I used to be all stuck up, miserable, trying to figure a way, like, back to the white collar crimes and, you know, just thinking. Now I think for a change. Our little short-term goals are getting met. So now it's time for us to step up. Like, I can go back to school, I can go back to work, but go back to school to get a better job so I can get more money so I can provide for my family. I don't want to hurt no one, I want to help people. I want people to know my story, what I've been through,